On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A second suspect is reportedly being hunted by police in Belgium, who's being linked to the blast on the Brussels metro. Six British people are now known to have been injured in Tuesday's attacks at an airport and an underground station. German lawyer Mark Schreiner survived both of them.
I flew to Brussels, experienced two bomb attacks. The second one, I was the first to see these burned and bloody passengers which were coming out of the smoke. I'm not harmed at all, at least not physically.
Home Secretary Theresa May is due at a meeting of EU ministers in Brussels this afternoon. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a pensioner was found bludgeoned to death at his home in Biddenden. 73-year-old Roy Blackman was discovered at the property on Headcord Moan on Monday morning. The 49-year-old suspect from Maidstone is being questioned by police. Meantime, officers have released an image of a cabinet similar to the one missing from the victim's home. I've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
Kent's prisons have dealt with more than a dozen cases of inmates working together to try and cause trouble over the past year, according to new figures. The stats from the Ministry of Justice show it's happened 14 times at six of the county's jails in 2015, up from just five 3 years earlier. Details of the cases haven't been given, but they are known to include major disturbances. Francis Crook, who's from the Howard League for Penal Reform, says other issues are having a major impact.
There's real problems in prisons because of the overcrowding. The Prime Minister has admitted that there's violence in prisons, and this is putting staff at risk, and this is putting other prisoners at risk, and in the end it will put the public at risk too.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of drink driving following a crash in Medway. Emergency crews were called to Upnor Road after a car hit a crash barrier just before nine last night. A 28-year-old from Rochester is being questioned by police, while a woman's been treated in hospital for facial injuries. CCTV images have been released of two men police want to speak to after £500 worth of T-shirts were stolen from a Canterbury shop. The branded tops were taken from the store on St Margaret Street on Tuesday afternoon. I've tweeted the images via at KMFM News. If you're thinking of using the train in Kent this Easter, you're being warned to check before you travel as major upgrade work takes place. Network Rail will be testing new signalling equipment affecting lines including the one between Strood and Maidstone West. Chris Denham's from the company.
A massive project like the one we've got in Kent this Easter needs four whole days to switch everything on, to test it and make sure it's safe and it's working correctly. If there were any other four-day periods during the year when we could do that, we would. But unfortunately, over Easter is the best time for us to do this.
Replacement buses will be running between Swanley and Faversham and Gravesend and Faversham over the long weekend. The largest ever planning application for Canterbury has been put in by developers who want to build 4,000 homes. Mountfield Park, based south of the city, would also see shops, two primary schools and a potential new hospital site built across 560 acres of land. If given permission, the work could get underway in January. And a Kent artist has revealed she's got hitched to a rock. Tracy Emin, who was raised in Margate, announced she'd married the impressive stone from her garden while speaking at her latest exhibition in Hong Kong. She's best known for her work titled My Bed, which sold for £2.2 million in July 2014.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football legend Johan Cruyff has died aged 68. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the Dutchman, who had lung cancer, is regarded as one of the greatest players of all time, and he starred for the Netherlands, Barcelona and Ajax. He later went on to manage the latter two. In cricket, in England can reach the semi-finals of the Women's World 2020 this afternoon. A win over the West Indies could be enough to take Kent's Charlotte Edwards side through from Group B. Play gets underway in the next hour. And in tennis, the former British Fed Cup captain says it's great for women to play alongside men at tournaments. This week's Miami Open is one event where that's happening. It's after world number one Novak Djokovic apologised for saying men deserved more pay than women. Judy Murray says equality benefits everyone in the game.
When you have men and women playing in the same event, it is great for the sport, it's great for the fans, it's a much better buzz about it, and I do believe in those situations that the women should be paid the same as the guys.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.